We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
That's right. It's a Saturday afternoon. My name is JR. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, okay? I'm going to be holding it down here with you for the next, I don't know, let's see if I can do math. That's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I'm going to be here with you for 3 hours, okay, until 4 p.m. We're actually going to get you ready for some NFL football. How about that? The regular season is coming to a close. 17 damn games, and here we go. This is the NFL season that just didn't end. Looking at teams' records, 8-8, 4-12, and we got another game. And for everybody here in New York, everybody here in the metropolitan area, that just means one more game of suffering. We might as well pat ourselves on the back. New York Jet fans, New York Giant fans, we should all just basically get an award for having to sit down and watch the football that we have witnessed over the past several months. And we got to now figure out what happens. We got a lot of teams that will make their way, obviously, to the playoffs. And then we have a lot of teams like our New Jersey football teams that will be going absolutely nowhere. We're going to talk about it, unfortunately. And then I know, yes, there was the New York Knick who decided to tell the fan base to shut the bleep up. We'll talk about that. I don't know how much baseball we'll talk about because, quite frankly, where is baseball? Are the owners, are the players, are they having any type of conversations, or do they have too many billions and millions of dollars to actually care? I guess it's going to come down to crunch time when people start looking at their wallets and their bank accounts and start figuring out whether or not the money is starting to flow in. Okay, we're going to have a good flow here. Shout-outs to producer Connor Green. Hey, Connor, I know you're hanging out doing a producing thing on the other side of the glass. Connor, you good, my man?
I'm doing good, JR. How about you?
I am very well, man. Happy 2022. Is that cool? Is it still okay to say that?
I think so. I think we have a little more time, and then we have to retire Happy New Year until next year.
Yeah, Happy New Year can kick rocks. I saw someone post something about Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm. After the 7th, there's no more Happy New Year. And I think based on New York sports right now, that all of that's done. There's nothing to be happy about, okay? The Giants stink. The Jets stink. The Nets, we got a part-time player here in Kyrie Irving. And by the way, I think it's a good idea. They have no choice but to play this dude part-time. The New York Knicks, we got thumbs down to the fans. I thought we were finished with that, with the New York Mets. And we don't know what's going on. So this isn't the brightest of times. Typically, you get to the beginning of the year, and you just say to yourself, man, there's some optimism. People sit around December 31st, rolling over into January 1st, and think about all the amazing things that are going to make the new year bright. And then you get smacked back down to reality. Then it snows a couple of inches. And then you can't go outside. And then you got to wear this. You got to do that. You can't go here. There's a line out the behind to go there. There's so much going on. Let me try to help you look at things on the bright side. I will try my best here until 4 p.m. You know how to reach me here on The Fan. The number, 877-337-6666. That's 877-337-6666. If you know how to use the internet, what's up, Richard? Shout outs to Richard in Manhattan. I know he's listening on his microwave. Much love to Richard. I know you're out there, Rich. Feel free to call me. But if you know how to use the internet, you can contact me. I am on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That's at JR Sport Brief. Actually, on behalf of the unfortunate football losers that I have to address over the next several hours, I have posted a photo with this man named Broadway Joe. He is the last remnants, at least for the New York Jets, of an actual champion. So much love to Broadway Joe. he is someone who actually succeeded here in winning a championship. He, unfortunately, for my eyeballs and my life, his championship predates my lifetime, but he is a champion. He had moxie. He actually had the gall to say, we're going to go out there and win, and he did it. This is also someone who at the time was bold enough to wear stockings and still be a champion. Nobody will take anything away from Broadway Joe. His coats, his style, his flash, his pizzazz. Everybody loves Joe Namath. Maybe not Susie Colbert, but that's a different conversation. And it's tough playing here in New York City. We know this. At times, it can be a tough city, a tough area just to live in. There are people who don't want to get anywhere close to New York City. Oh, it's too cold in New York. Oh, well, the people in New York are too rude. Oh, there's too many people. They live on top of each other. It's like Legos. New York City is not for everybody. And if you got to think about the sports landscape, it's no different. We have seen the New York City sports scene bring players in, chew them up, and spit them out. Tons. I could think back a couple decades and I can say somebody like, I don't know, Bobby Bonilla. I could think about professional athletes who played here in New York City and they're out here beefing with the media. Or they're beefing with the fans. Thank God we've never seen a Malice at the Palace, but is it really a coincidence that the man at the center of it happens to be from Queens? I don't know. Maybe. I like Queens. But the fact is, whether you're Bobby Bonilla, Carl Pavano, or maybe even Kristaps Porzingis, who I guess he thought he was literally too big for New York, that the Knicks weren't doing enough for him, and it looks like he will break in half every time he runs up and down the basketball court. New York City isn't for everybody. And unfortunately, and I guess we're really going to find out what he's made out of right now, Julius Randle, he's getting a taste of it. He's getting an understanding of, hey, it ain't always going to be high. Sometimes you're going to have to deal with the lows. How do you react? How do you come back? How do you bounce back? We all know the story, whether it's from this week. We all know the story as it dates back from a couple of weeks into last year. Julius Randle, and I actually remember watching him play in Kentucky at the Final Four. I had a front row seat. I remember watching him play. And I said, man, I wonder what type of pro he's going to be. He gets to the Los Angeles Lakers. Unfortunately, right out of the gate, the man breaks his leg. Has to wait, buy his time, has to end up in New Orleans with the Pelicans. Comes on with the New York Knicks as a consolation prize. Gets booed. This is not Kevin Durant. It's not Kyrie. Julius Randle. And then we have to go through a pandemic. And then we're lucky enough to get basketball back. We're happy to have any type of sports. And Julius Randle, all of a sudden, he's the most improved player in the NBA. He's getting MVP chance on 7th Avenue. He's helping the New York Knicks go to the playoffs for the first time since 2013. Coach Thibodeau is Coach of the Year, and the New York Knicks have cap space, and they got rookies, and they have flexibility. Things are looking real nice in Knicks land. You add Evan Fournier, and Evan Fournier. I know he hit 10 three-pointers the other night, but he can be hit or miss. And he's not even going to play tonight against the Celtics. You have Kemba Walker. We know Kemba Walker, his knees are fragile. Derrick Rose, unfortunately, going down as well. The New York Knicks this season are a disappointment. Julius Randle isn't shooting at the same clip as he knocked down shots last year. So he's getting booed now. And how does he react when the fans cheer him? A thumbs down. Shut the bleep up. And then Julius Randle was smart enough to apologize the next day. Yesterday. to put out a statement and say, yes, he was passionate about it. And, you know, it happens. And, yeah, it does. So this isn't an attack on Julius Randle. This isn't kind of holding his feet to the fire and saying, oh, man, now you gotta suffer. Kudos to him for being stand-up. I got no problem. I got no issue. For me, as a New York Knicks fan, it's pretty funny. Someone asked me the other day, oh, you're talking about Julius. You're a Nets fan. I could care less. But I'm a fan of the New York Knicks. I don't really gain or have attachment anymore to the actual players who put on the jersey. NBA players, they come, they go. It's not like I'm going to look and go, oh, man, I'm rocking with him like it's Willis Reed. It's not like I'm going to look and say, oh, man, I appreciate, how hard Charles Oakley worked. No. Players come, they go. They get contracts, they get traded. The attachment factor has been over. And so while anybody is a New York Knick, I wish them nothing but the best. I wish Julius Randle nothing but the best. But if you're going to play here in New York City, and it really doesn't matter, if you're going to be a professional athlete anywhere, turn off the rabbit ears. Everybody is so sensitive. There's almost an information overload for all humans right now, being able to connect to the internet and just have the space to say whatever you want, whenever you want, to whoever you want. Somebody is sitting in their basement right now writing 20 paragraphs on Facebook to someone who they will never meet in their life. Someone is yelling at somebody on Twitter right now just because it will make them feel good. And so if you're Julius Randle, or whether you're, I don't know, Bobby Wagner playing for the Seahawks, I don't know, random name, but you can open up the internet at any time. And you can read comments about people telling you how bad you suck. But the fact of the matter is, it's what the hell you signed up for. Granted, you didn't experience this when you were in high school and everybody was telling you how great you were. When you were Mr. Basketball or Mr. Football for the entire state. When you went into college and you were the big man or woman on campus and everybody told you how great you were. And then you get to the pros, and now you're an adult, you're a grown man, you're a grown woman, and now it's open season on your behind. People tell you, but you don't know until you actually feel it. When you take the paycheck, when you get the money, when you step in front of the camera, you step in front of the microphone, it's open season. You got to take the good, you got to take the bad. And if you don't want to, then don't do it. And I get it. Everybody is human. Nobody wants to be told, hey, man, you suck. Nobody wants to be cursed out. Nobody wants that. But if you take the job and you take the money, you got to learn how to brush it off. People are paying to see you perform. People are spending their hard-earned money to get off the 2 train, the 3 train, to go upstairs to Penn Station. Maybe they're spending their week's salary just for the holidays, just to sit upstairs outside of the bridge, just to watch you play basketball. And the response when they boo you because you stink in a joint up is to go, shut the blank up? That's not cool. You got to take it all. We got too many people who are overly sensitive. And at the same time, I understand. We got a lot of jerks. Just flat jerks out here. People who are willing to say anything, whether they had too many beers or whether they're just a jerk. Like Knick fans. Yeah, tell Trae Young that he stinks. Tell him that he sucks. Make fun of Trae Young. Do it. Fine. But then, you know, like the idiot trying to spit at Trae Young. Come on, you don't have any home training? Come on, you could do better than that. Somebody trying to throw popcorn, or not trying, but throwing popcorn on Russell Westbrook. What did he do to you? He took too many threes that night? You got to throw popcorn on him? You don't want him to shoot the threes? Tell him he sucks. Don't throw food at the man. We do have jerks out here. people who have found freedom of expression and have taken it to abuse. And what we should do is allow those jerks to, I don't know, get into a cage UFC style with the Julius Randles and the Russell Westbrooks of the world, and they should be allowed to be torn limb from limb. But that's not the world that we live in. You're taking the cash, you're taking the money. The best thing that you can do, go onto the court, go onto the field, and shut people up. Rule number one is to understand there are plenty of idiots. Don't lower yourself. Don't lower yourself down to the idiots. Do your job, take the good with the bad, and keep it rolling. Julius Randle will be just fine with the New York Knicks. This is going to be, it's going to be a part of his story, but it's going to be a part that people look past. Do I think the New York Knicks will win a championship with Julius Randle on the team? I'm not so sure. He might have to be flipped or traded eventually to bring in a talent. He might have to be the third best player on the New York Knicks if they should compete for a championship. And so I don't think this is a massive deal, because although Julius Randle might be the best player on the New York Knicks, we certainly know he's not good enough to be the best player on a championship team. This is not Joel Embiid, which he has done. This is not Joel Embiid telling the Sixers fans in Philly to go blank themselves. This is not LeBron James, who at many times has been criticized by Laker fans for just being a mercenary. You won't be loved by Kobe. No, you won't be loved like Kobe. This is not LeBron kicking the Lakers fans. This is not Jordan sticking it to the Bulls fans. This is not, I don't know, Derek Jeter when he got booed here in the Bronx. This isn't Derek Jeter telling the Yankee fans to go blank themselves. I know it's tough. It's tough to quote-unquote be the bigger man. This is what the hell you get paid for. That's why you're getting the big bucks. Because the people watching you can't do what you do. Take the money, do your best, keep it moving. Fighting with the fans isn't something that you can ever win. Ask Carl Pavano how he feels. He still got paid. Ask Bobby Bonilla how he feels. Yeah, probably not good, but he still gets paid. Ask Kristaps Porzingis. He's not here anymore. His tall, broken ass still gets paid. Julius Randle will still be paid. Julius Randle will still play hard for the New York Knicks. Good for him, apologizing. But understand, that's what you get paid for. You got to take the good. You got to take the bad. I unfortunately just think we have too many athletes. We have too many people who are too damn sensitive. Get over it. Everything doesn't justify a response. Look at who delivers the message. Look at where they're coming from. Look at their circumstances. Look at their situation. Look at yours. Sometimes you got to be bigger. Sometimes you got to be better. And everybody is a human. Everybody makes a mistake. Everybody's emotions can get the best of them. But sometimes, take the Derek Jeter approach. Show up, do your job, let it blow by. It'll go nowhere, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, hanging out here with you on The Fan. I'll be here with you until 4 p.m. I'm happy that Julius Randle apologized. Don't really care. I'm happy that things can continue to move on. Hopefully the Knicks can beat the Celtics tonight. But what are your thoughts? I think we do have athletes right now, not just here in New York where it's tough, but we got athletes who are too soft. Turn off the rabbit ears. It's a part of the job. What do you think? Take your calls. Jets, Giants, unfortunately, as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.